welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams is on the line, and I'm glad he is. Sandy, before we went to break, I was asking you about the so-called freedom of speech that people hold so sacredly in this country, and the limits that, you know, really exist in those freedoms of speech.
Well, you know, there's freedom of speech, which is accorded us by the government. And based on that, in terms of what kind of speech we have that could be actionable by the government, we have a great breadth of freedom of speech. Basically, you can talk and say anything you want, unless what you will say has the potential for real danger. So, for instance, obviously, the clearest example of what you can't say is you can't stand up in a movie theater and shout fire if there isn't a fire, right? Because that creates danger for people. So there's not absolute freedom of speech, but the question of what we should say in civil society is different than the freedom of speech. You know, you're free to insult somebody according to the government, but you're not free to insult somebody in polite society and not suffer repercussions with respect to your fellow man, right? They can ignore you. They can fire you if you behave in an office space that is inappropriately. So there's civil rules of speech, and there's also some rules of liability with respect to speech. You can't tell lies. You can't maliciously slander somebody and say something about them that isn't true. So there's some legal constraints that are different than the government imposing sanctions on you. You might have liability to one another for lying, for maliciously slandering someone. But then there's also just the rules of civil speech in terms of what's permissible and what isn't in different circumstances. And those are rules that are set up by your fellow man. You know, do they turn your back on you? Do they not allow you to come to work anymore because your demeanor, your speech is unacceptable? And those are the areas where we've gotten very gray. You know, we've just sort of lost this prima facie respect for one another, that is, that the civil rules require that we treat each other with respect and refined care until we know one another better than simply the initial meeting. But in America, we introduce ourselves as Jack instead of Jack Miller. You know, we don't give each other the accord of even telling each one another our full names. And we treat each other like we're old friends. You know, you go to a restaurant, and the first thing your waiter asks you is, what are you going to do this weekend? It's sort of a strange process we become to in America.
You know, Sandy, social media has also played a major role in this, and you see. So I don't look, man. Very seldom, if ever, am I on social media? Very seldom, if ever. Maybe if I'm on it once a week, and that's only for about 5 minutes.
Sam, what do you think? Is Earl protesting too much here?
My social media intake is an unhealthy amount, so I'd prefer not to comment.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, Sandy, I bet you're not spending an awful lot of time on Facebook.
No.
Or some of these other things. Come on. You know.
Facebook is right up there with soap operas in my mind.
See, I'm in too deep. But, I'm in too deep, and I'm a lost cause.
Well, but, you know, young people, yes, but I've even seen, Sandy, the people, you know, maybe, you know, around my demographic. People, everybody's got a Facebook page. Even I don't know, they bought into that. Now I'm doing radio. If I wasn't doing radio, I don't think I'd have a Facebook page. I remember the first time a guy told me, Earl, you've got to get with social media. And I've said, man, what is that? And the guy said, well, you're in radio, man. You got to get with so. So the only social media platform I'm on is Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on any of the other things because, and I know people tell me Twitter is a must if you're on social media, but I've got an account, but I've never used it, you know, maybe once in 6, 7, 8 years. You know, I just, it's not something that I really relish doing. Sandy, you got a Facebook
Earl,
page?
Earl, hashtag backwards.
Hey, Sandy, you got a social, you got a Facebook page?
No, well, I have one. I've never done anything with it. It's been there since my grandchildren and children said you got to have a Facebook page, but I never look at it. Twitter, I don't quite get. I don't get the whole hashtag, but clearly, Earl, I mean, like Aaron Rodgers certainly gets it, right? I mean, he's on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I guess people, you know, these people who have so many followers, maybe that's it. But anyway, let's move into some real radio, man.
Yeah, we need more followers, Earl. Maybe you got to get on hashtag Earl.
I don't know. I got to figure that out. Sam can help us with that. She knows all that stuff. She's shaking her head in the affirmative. That's what we need. We need to have somebody young who understands that stuff. I don't understand it at all.
You'll be TikTok famous by the end of the week. Don't worry, guys.
All right. Thank you. So let's have at it, Sandy. Where to begin? You know, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, made a lot of statements over the weekend, Sandy. Excuse me, many of them that were accusatory towards NATO. One especially that I think was, you know, I understand his emotion and those kinds of things, but to say that the West is cowardice because they have not been giving him what he wants. I'd love to hear your take on that, because if the West hasn't been giving him anything, where is he getting his munitions to fight off?
The West has been giving him a great thing.
That I do know that the West has been giving, you know, Zelensky in Ukraine all sorts of weapons. It may not be the weapons that he wants, but he's been able to hold off Russia in many instances based on the weaponry that he's received. It may not be the MiGs. It may not be, you know, weapons that will escalate, you know, and bring the United States into direct confrontation with Russia. But to say that there's cowardice involved in this. Sandy, you say what?
Well, as I was saying before, something went wrong. Well, maybe I was saying it over and over again when that something went wrong. You know, we've given, the West has given, and NATO has given Zelensky in Ukraine a great deal of hard goods. They've given him weaponry, but they haven't given him men flying airplanes. They haven't given him boots on the ground. So, I mean, I think what he's trying to do is argue for something like that no-fly zone that he keeps talking about. And he's trying to urge to get more in the way of actual military support, not just munitions and not just hard goods. But, you know, Zelensky is an interesting character. I guess we've all probably read about him, how he was basically a comedian. And
a comedian,
actor.
Right.
Yeah, and he was an actor. He was a comedian, an actor who was not only big in Ukraine, but the show that he produced in Ukraine was one of the top shows in Russia. And so he's a celebrity, and he sort of understands the process of hyperbole, I think, in acting. And so I think what he's trying to do is challenge the West and keep them on the defensive in terms of whether they're doing enough on his behalf.
You know, Sandy, it is easy to say, you know, that he hasn't been getting the support that he deems he should be getting from the West. And in essence, what he is really saying is, hey, we need you guys to join the war. It's not enough anymore that you are giving us weaponry. But what we need is we need to have you step up and cross the line that you have chosen not to cross, and be damned the dangers that will come from that, i.e. the fact that, you know, it could lead to World War III and the nuclear weapons. That's not a conversation that people should take lightly, but it's easy if you're the people on the side of what is happening, the destruction that Russia is causing to Ukraine, for him to make the statements that he's making. And he's a wounded person right now, Zelensky, as he should be. He's the pounding that his nation is taking. There's nothing they can do to overcome that. I don't care how many weapons we give them, Sandy. There's no way possible that he can withstand the bombardment that they're receiving.
Yeah, I mean, we use this term existential, meaning that the actual existence is in jeopardy. For instance, we use the term existential when we talk about the nuclear risk. When will a country use its nuclear weapons? Well, they might use it in the circumstance in which they think the danger to them is existential. In fact, there's some talk now about whether Putin would view the danger to Russia as being existential. He's trying to sell that to the Russian people, that the NATO alliance and America behind the NATO alliance is actually trying to break Russia up, which in some respects was unfortunately verified by Biden.
Sandy, hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Okay.